Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin traded firmly near $109,000 after briefly testing $110,000. Institutional buyers held on as long-term holders cut profit-taking by nearly 90%. Mixed analyst views suggest a calm rally could spark a major breakout. Cathie Wood's ARK Invest noted real estate and auto market stress may be diverting capital into Bitcoin. Strategy's Michael Saylor dismissed quantum fears while warning concentration risk emerges as Strategy holds nearly 3% of supply. Ethereum led the majors, jumping past $2,700 on rising ETF inflows and implied volatility hitting its highest level since late 2022. A daily golden cross formed on its chart, pointing to a potential new all-time high. SEC Chair Paul Atkins backed an innovation exemption spurring governance tokens to rally. Aave announced a debut on Sony's Sonium chain, and Franklin Templeton unveiled intraday yield on tokenized securities. Altcoins showed strength across the board. Dogecoin surged 5% on a V-shaped recovery and rising ETF hopes, while Tongcoin broke past $3.30, suggesting further upside. Aptos's token flagged a bull pattern after clearing $5 resistance. Solana jumped 5% as spot ETF approval nears. On Tron, 1 billion Tether minted signaled demand even as lending value locked dipped. The XRP ledger scored wins on multiple fronts. XRP consolidated near $2.30 amid Ripple's regulatory breakthroughs in Dubai, and new tokenized treasuries from Ondo Finance and Guggenheim. Ripple's CTO confirmed an EVM sidechain live this summer, enabling wrapped XRP gas under 1 cent per transaction. Vivo Power agreed to deploy $100 million in XRP via Flare and to adopt Ripple USD for treasury yield farming. Regulatory action picked up pace globally. The US House passed the Clarity Act through two committees, and the Senate nears a vote on the Genius stablecoin bill. Connecticut banned government crypto investments in Public Act 25-66. South Korea's president backed a Digital Asset Basic Act to allow company stablecoins. Ukraine filed a bill for a crypto reserve. Bank of Korea will meet commercial bank chiefs on one stablecoins. Trump's CFTC nominee pressed for consumer safeguards and innovation. Institutional capital spurred adoption. Plasma raised $500 million in XPL token funding and partnered with Aave to boost stablecoin market access. Coinbase reported 60% of Fortune 500 working on blockchain projects. OpenTrade raised $7 million to extend stablecoin yields. The blockchain group won shareholder approval to raise over $11 billion for Bitcoin acquisitions. Bullish filed for an IPO backed by Peter Thiel as Circle's successful listing fueled US crypto enthusiasm. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.